Tonight's shir is dedicated for Refuah Shleimah for Shlomo ben Penina. Sure, Bnei Shalom Shasan Refuah Shleimah Mitzvah Shachar Yisrael.
Amen. We left off before Yom Tov towards the Mishnah on Yud Beis on the days. The Mishnah is discussing the din of Zechiras Yitzias from Shem. There are two different mitzvahs in the Chumash. One mitzvah is Sipei Yitzias from Shem on Pesach night. That's supposed to be called Amar B'Vistap HaHarez and Meshubach. You should spend the whole night speaking about Yitzias from Shem. And that's only one day in a year. Rabbi Shor says, Matzah Mor Menachem Lefanecha, in conjunction with the mitzvahs HaLayla. And then there's a daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias from Shem. To mention B'kitz and Nimrat every day Yitzias from Shem. That's based... The mitzvah of Sipei Yitzias Mitzrayim, he got it to the Bincha Bayamu Huleim Abad Azar Shasham Libit Seis Mitzrayim. Hayik Yishol Cham Bincha Huleim Amoha Abad Azar Shlachem Vamat Eilov and so on. There's a psukim about Sipei Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is alluded to. The remez, it's not explicit. It's based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Dvarim Tezayin, which says we should have a Korban Pesach. We should eat matzah more. Laman tizkar shem tzeis chamiyot zimtzayim kayim ha'yachot. So the simple pshat means you should celebrate. Thank you very much. You should celebrate Pesach by having korban Pesach matzah more in order that you should remember tzeis zimtzayim for the rest of your life. So the simple translation laman tizkar shem tzeis chamiyot kayim ha'yachot. You should remember. So the Tanoim saw in this pasuk an additional level of interpretation, which is clearly not with yitzutu shal mikra. That's not the literal translation. Leman Tazkir, not Leman Tizkir, you should remember, but you should mention, you should say, how does it fit in? Leman, you should eat Korban Pesach, Matzah, Marah, Leman Tazkir. I don't know exactly how the whole pasuk reads, according to the drush, according to this additional level of interpretation. But that's how they, it's not Lefi Pshut, it's a drush of the Torah Shabbat, but it's still a Din Derais. So the Tanoim had a machlokes, whether this din d'oraisa of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim shel kol yom v'yom, whether this mitzvah only applies by yom or it applies by yom u'balayla, because the pasuk says man tizkor kol yimei chayecha means every day of your life. Maybe it's only the daytime part of the day. After you finish the two parshas of Shema, so you say the third parsha in the morning. Maybe by Ma'ariv there's no need to recite the third parsha. So the Mishnah records the machlokes HaTanaim. So we know that the word kol is always used as a ribui. We darshan from the word kol. So here it says, Mantizkar, kol yimei chayecha. So the word kol is marba something. So what is it, marba? So the Mishnah quotes, that's a machlokes ben zayim and achachamim. Is it marba leilois, that the mitzvah applies not only by yam, it even applies by lailo? Or do you say no? The mitzvah only applies in the morning, in kriyash mashal shachar. Kriyash mashal arvis, there's no requirement to recite the third parsha. You can skip from the mandi b'yimechem. You can skip the whole third parsha. And the word kol means that not only are we obligated to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, for Olam Hazeh, even L'mois HaMashiach, after the Gulu HaSigul will take place, and one would have had a Havamina, based on Pesukim Inovi, and based on Svar Pshuto, that the Gulu HaSigul will be so great that it will outshine the Yitzias Mitzrayim, so one will think that there's no need to mention every single day Yitzias Mitzrayim what he needed for. The mitzvah of Sipei Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, that's for sure is going to be mainly Moshe Mashiach. That's like the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Morah, Haggadah. All the mitzvahs apply Losi Lov. But the Shail is this mitzvah. This other mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Shebechol Yom Vayom, does this mitzvah apply to Moshe Mashiach? So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So one time it says that the word Kol is Mar Beleilos and not the Moshe Mashiach. And Moshe Mashiach, the Zim will not apply. That's what we assume. That's what we pass from. That L'mos HaMashiach, the daily mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim will not apply. We'll have to print a new siddur. For sure we'll have to print a new siddur. We daven a stem of David Avdech HaMeheres HaTzmiach, please bring us Mashiach. If Mashiach is here, so you have to leave out a stem of David Avdech, okay? You have to change a lot of the brachas in the Shmanes. You have to change a lot of things in the davening. So we'll change, we'll leave out the whole third parsha of Kriyat Shema. We'll leave out the last bracha, Gual Yisrael also. There won't be any need for the Zechiras and Tzias and Tzayim Shebechol Yom. The Haggadah will remain the same. Also will change in the Haggadah. Instead of saying, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and give us an opportunity to eat the Korban Pesach, we'll leave that out. We'll have a Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to change a lot of things. Okay. So the way we assume the Halacha, Zechiras and Tzias and Tzayim will not apply to Moshe HaMashiach, but until Moshe HaMashiach, it applies Kol is Marbe Bayom Ubalayla. And the Tanah who disagrees holds no, that the word Kol is Marbe Moshe HaMashiach, And Balayla, we b'chol never have to say the third parasha of Shema. There's no need to mention the third parasha of Shema.
The
Bayis Rishon, there was no formal davening. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Tzilah, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that was the beginning of the period of the Bayis Sheni. They were the ones who formalized the davening. They were the ones who formalized the whole halacha. The whole system of Avos Malachis, the whole system of the whole halacha as we know it today, wasn't invented by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but it was put into a system. During the Bayis Rishon, you get the impression that things were very loose. Everything was very hefkedik, and it was these kalay ashebiyema. That's every Talmud Chacham with Paskin the way he saw fit. And then they got together. That Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the beginning of the period of the Bayis Sheni, and it tied together all the loose strings. And that's the system of halacha as we know it today. All the dinim of korbanos, the whole system of mishnayos of kachin and melech shabbos, all halacha as we know it. And the nusach hatfilah was composed by them also. Not every single part that we have expanded over the years, we added on a lot based on the Zohar, based on the Minhagim and so on, but the basics of the Siddur did exist at the beginning of the period of the Bayis Sheni. Yeah, the Nusach HaTfilah was different. They had a Bayis HaMikdash. They didn't ask to rebuild the Bayis HaMikdash. So certain brachas were changed. They say in the name of Adolva L'Soloveitchik, Adiyu Kaloshin, why the Mishnah says, L'Chachomim Amimech Hayech Ho'el Mazer, Kol L'Hodi L'Mos HaMashiach. Why do they say Kol Lahavi LeMos HaMashiach? And Ben Zoyma doesn't say Kol Lahavi Leilos. He says Yimei Chayecha Hayamim Kol Yimei Chayecha Halilos. He doesn't say Lahavi. Lahavi Halilos. Or the Rabbis Halilos. Why is there a difference? So Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayis points this out. On the side of the big Mishnayis points it out. And he refers you to some Sefer who discusses. I never looked up the Sefer because I knew already what the answer the Rabbi Avla Salvechi gave us. So then when we learned in Yeshiva, Rabbi Kivelik used to tell us all of Ertlachen name is Rabbeinu. So he said over this, it's an interesting suggestion. According to Ben Zoyma, the Chiyuv, Zechiris and Tzias and Shayim Bayom Balayla, two different mitzvahs. It's not that the same din Bayom applies Balayla. Like there's Kriyash Mashal Yom and there's Kriyash Mashal Laila. There's Manashal Zaylok, there's Manashal Zay.
Shagasai?
Similar to the Shagasai. Shagasai says that even if one were to assume that Kriyash Mashalayla is all night long. That's how we pass it. Ad Chatzais is only a chumer with the Rabbanan, but Mikra Din is all night long. So the Kesef Mishnah, we discussed already, the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam writes that he thinks that Min Atara Kriyash Mashalayom is also all day long. If the Shachbacha means when you're resting in bed all night long, so the Kamecha means when you're walking around. And the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he disagrees, and he says it's contradicted by a Tosefta. The Tosefta writes, Kishem Shenos Netor is Man L'Kriyashma, Kach Kova Chachamim is Man L'Tzila. So you see that the din of the institution of Sozman Kriyashma by Shachris is a din in Atara. That's what it says in the Tosefta. So we assume, not like the Kesher Mishnah, that the Shach Bacha means when you're resting in bed, because Mecha doesn't mean when you're standing up, when you're awake, it means when you're getting out of bed. And there is an institution of Sozman Kriyashma Shal Shachris Min Atara. That's how we assume. So the Shagasari has this famous essay where he writes, even if one were to assume like the Kesef Mishnah, that there is no Minatar, there is no institution of Sovzman Kriyashma. You can say Kriyashma all day long, and you can say Kriyashma all night long, so would that lead one to believe that it's a mitzvah sasei shaloy asman groma? Because all day and all night you can say Kriyashma to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, wrong. Banashel zelo, because banashel zelo. You can't be yaitse the Kriyashma shalyom balayla. You can't be yaitse the Kriyashma shalayla bayom. There's one mitzvah of Zechiris, there's one mitzvah of Kriyashma Bayom, and there's another mitzvah of Kriyashma Balayla. So here also, according to Ben Zoyma, the word kol is the Rabbis Halelois, so it's not that the Chiyav Bayom extends into the night. No, there's a separate Chiyav Bayom and a separate Chiyav Balayla. So that's why Ben Zoyma says, Yimecha Yecha Yom and Kol Yecha Mecha Yecha Halelos. He doesn't say Lahavi Halelos. You're not Marba the Lelos that they have the same din as the Yom. As opposed to the Chachamim Mami, Mechayech, Ohel Mazer, Koli Mechayech, Lohovi, Limosha Mashiach, that means that the Chiyav that we have today will continue to be obligatory, even Limosha Mashiach, nothing will change. It's not that it's a separate Chiyav, it's the same Chiyav will continue into Limosha Mashiach. Kriyashma is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts the two as one mitzvah. And the Ramban thinks, Manashal Zeh, look, because Manashal Zeh, they should really be counted as two. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam doesn't count at all in the Minyan HaMitzvah. The Tzlach is bothered with that Kasha. Nodi Bihud in the Sefer on Brochus is bothered with the Kasha, and the Minchashchina quotes the Kasha, they're thoughtful about it. So he said there are different suggestions why he didn't count it. So the simple answer why the Rambam didn't count it is that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you the Shoroshim, the 14 Klolim, the guides, the guiding principles that determine whether anything should be included, any mitzvah should be included in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and when should it be counted as one mitzvah, when should it be counted as many mitzvahs. Let's say there are 39 malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos, you don't count it as 39 lavim. It's one lav not to do malach on Shabbos. You have to bring on Sukkot so many karbonas, you have to bring on Yom Kippur 16 karbonas, so you count it as one mitzvah to bring all the karbonas HaMasofim on Yom Kippur. One mitzvah to bring all the karbonas HaMasofim all the first 7 days of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is regular from the Atzmos, so the Rambam counts that as a separate mitzvah to bring the Masofim on Shmini Atzeres. So the Rambam gives you 14 klolim in the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs how to determine whether any given obligation deserves to be included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and one should it be counted once, one should it be counted many times. So one of the rules that the Rambam develops is that you only include in the Sefer HaMitzvahs mitzvahs that are based on Pshuto Shel Mikra, that are Torah Shebichsav. If you have a drasha which is Torah Shebalpeh, which is not with Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's a Din Deraisa, no one's rejecting it, no one's declaring that the rabbis invented it in the Rabban, it's a Din HaTorah, but it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because the Lashon HaGemara is they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was only Pshuto Shel Mikra. The additional levels of interpretation, that's in every generation, the Chachamim, the Tanaim, looked into the Chumash, and they would read in between the lines, and they would come up with new dinim. So what are you going to do? Rambam is going to come up with a new din based on his drush. He's going to have to, so that's 614, so he's going to have to throw out one of the earlier mitzvahs, because we have a rule, there are only 613. So he says, no, the Rambam says, there's 613, you begin with 630. That's given. Then in every generation, when you darshan the klal of prophet klal or ribay mir to ribay, you darshan a new level of interpretation. Hele mantiska, the mantaskir, to mention it here some time. This is clearly not lefipshuto. So the Rambam says that doesn't deserve to be included in the Sefer Mitzvah. So alpi pashtus, that's the answer to the kashya. Why the Rambam didn't mention zechiras and tears and son? The quote in the name of Rav Chaim that he gave two additional answers to this kash. So one answer he gave is that the way we pass from Allah like Ben Zayma, that the word kol is madalelos, that means that limos HaMashiach, there will be no obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. On Pesach night there will be the mitzvah of Sifri Yitzias Mitzrayim in conjunction with Matzah and Mor according to Pesach, but there won't be the daily mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, and the Rambam has one of the other klolim in the Sharoshim, in the guiding principles of the Rambam is you only include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs a mitzvah which is Maheges L'Doros. If you have a mitzvah which is only HaRoshah, it doesn't count. It doesn't deserve to be included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam gives a mashal that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, Harei Mismatcha Al Hayom Ufkoehu, lift up your cane and accomplished Kriyas Yamsa, so that was Mamasha HaRasha once in the history of the world. But then there are other mitzvahs that weren't once in the history of the world that were commanded not to leave over the month and the next month. That was for 40 years, but that's also called HaRasha. So the Rambam, Chaim suggests, the Rambam probably thinks that if you have a mitzvah that'll last for a few thousand years, but it won't last Limos HaMashiach, that's also HaRasha. Mali 40 years, Mali 4,000 years. If it's not going to last until after Mashiach comes, that means that let's say you have a mitzvah, Mechiyas HaMolek. So after you wipe out HaMolek, so there's no more HaMolek. So the Rambam says, that's not called the mitzvah Shein and the Haggis L'Torah. You have fulfilled the mitzvah. The Tzias is not there. The Zayin Amamim. So the Rambam says, they're not here. Okay, they're not here. So he says, but I'm counting it anyway. That's not called the mitzvah Shein and the Haggis L'Torah. If the Zayin Amamim disappeared, V'hoz Sancher V'Bilbalos Kol Ha'olam Kula Sancher. Mixed up, he moved the Kusim in Eretz Yisrael, moved people from Eretz Yisrael to other countries, moved everybody down, nobody knows who anybody is anymore. So if you don't know who they are, so you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore. But that's not in principle, the mitzvah of wiping out Zayin Amamim, the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek applies in Moshe HaMashiach also. But here, if you're going to say, based on the Pesukim and the Novi, that Limos HaMashiach, the circumstances will be such that it won't make sense to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, we will talk about on Pesach, but the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim we won't speak about. So that's one answer that Rav Chaim gave, that perhaps the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah and Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim every day, because it's not a mitzvah on a Hegis L'Zeris. The Rav Chaim suggested another teretz. This is a teretz that the whole family is aware of. The Soloveitchik and Eretz Yisrael also. And then the other teretz are Soloveitchik printed, so they never heard of that one. The other teretz are the name of Rav Chaim. That the reason why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is because he holds that part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma and Kriyashma he did count already. Why? Because the Prima Gadam writes in his introduction to Hilchas Kriyashma and Orechaim, he says the Gemara has a machlekes and Dav Chafalach and Meralach where they're reciting Kriyashma every day is the Raisa de Rabbanah. The one opinion in the Gemara, the whole Kriyashma is only Midi Rabbanah. How can it be Midi Rabbanah? But it's Sukkim and Chumash. The Dibar Taba Mishach B'chav Kumecha. So the Gemara says, who did the Torah who this is? That doesn't mean you have to recite Shema Yisrael, Shema V'Hayoyim Shamaya. You have to learn by Yom HaBalayla, the Pasuk, to Dibar Taba Mishach B'chav Kumecha, is a Pasuk in Chumash, means the same as the same, more famous Pasuk in Yehoshua, V'Hagisa by Yom HaBalayla, that you have to learn Torah. You're not yet to just learn a little bit every day. Daf Yomi, once a day every day. You have to learn a little bit every day, a little bit every night. So according to the one opinion in the Gemara, that's what it says in Chumash. The Dibar Taba Mishach B'chav Kumecha, who be the Yitaru who dechsev. The fact that we insist on reciting Shema V'Hayayim Shemaya, that's only Midi Rabbanan, to be Mekabal Olamach Shemaya. But in HaTorah, you have to be Kovei Yitim LaTorah to learn a little bit every day by Yom and a little bit every night by Laila. So that's not the accepted opinion. We pass from that Kriya Shema is there, I said. In HaTorah, you have to recite the Parsha of Shema. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a different mitzvah. There's two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Kriya Shema, you look in the Sefer Mitzvah. One mitzvah is Talmud Torah every day, and one mitzvah is Kriya Shema every day. Two different mitzvahs. So the Prima Gadim lists different opinions in the Rishonim, how much of the Kriya Shema is Menatur. So what the Ramban's opinion was similar to learn is Gemara. That's the Gemara we're up to at the beginning of the second pair. So the Ramban's opinion is only Pasuk Grisha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. That's Menatur, and the rest is only the Rabban. Rashi on the opening Mishnah seems to hold that the Parsha Rishon is Menatur, and the second Parsha is only the Rabban. And the first Parsha, how does it read? I don't remember the Kriya Shema. By how long? Anybody remember? How does it say in Kriya Shema? The Dibar Tobam, the Shiftach of the Vesecha, means you should recite this Parsha of Kriya Shema. And in the second Parsha it says, Samstam as Dvorei Eile, V'limaditem Osam as B'nechem V'daber Bom, B'shach B'chol Kamech. V'limaditem Osam as B'nechem B'shach B'chol Kamech. You should talk and learn it. So Rashi's opinion is, we'll see the Gemara soon, on Yud Gimel and Vei. Gemara says that is one opinion. That Parsha Rishayim is Min HaTorah, the Pirush HaMilas, the Dibar Tobom, the Shach B'chol Kamecha, means you should recite this Parsha Shema V'Yahavta. But the next Parsha that says, V'Leimadita Mos Mas B'nechem, you should teach your children, the Shach B'chol Kamecha, means you should teach them Torah, Bayom HaBalayla. The fact that you have to recite B'Hayom Shema, that's only the Rabban. Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi, the first Tosfos in Brachos. They say, no, what do you mean? The first two parshiyos are minatar. The third parsha has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The third parsha we recite because of Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, so that has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. And the Rambam Shita is the fourth Shita. No, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah Kriya Shema minatara, and how much do you have to read? So the Rambam says, Shema v'hayom, Shema v'hayom, all three are Kriya Shema. How does it come out all three are Kriya Shema? What does v'hayom have to do with Kriya Shema? So apparently that's where the Prima Gadim points out the Rama. The four sheetahs, there was one sheetah that the whole Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbanah, so that we don't accept. That was a machlokes samarai, machlokes samarai, and the conclusion is that Kriya Shema is derais. But how much of the Kriya Shema is derais? So the Prima Gadim quotes the four opinions. The Ramban holds only Pasuk Rishon, Rashi holds Parshi Rishona, the first Tosfos in the Masechta holds the Shtei Parshios, and the Rambam holds all the Gimel Parshios. So tell her, what does the third Parsha have to do with Kriya Shema? So the answer is, just like it says in the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim to be Mechazek Ar Amunah and Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You experienced, you saw yourself. The Jewish people saw with their own eyes that Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So we have to recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. How do we know? Because we experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw the way that Rabbanu Shalom was the only one who had power, and he knocked off all the Mitzrayim, and he knocked off all the Avodah Zarah. So we have to mention Yitzchias Mitzrayim as a hachocha for Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. That's why the Rambam holds that it's all one. So that's Rav Chaim's second teretz. Maybe the Rambam felt that it doesn't make sense to count Zechira should kiss Mitzrayim every day as an independent mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah of the Haraya. The Rambam writes that the reciting of the third parasha is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So it's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And the haychocha to this is the Gemara in the next daf, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, not only do you have to recite the first two parashas of Shema in the morning before Sov Zman Kriyashma, even the third parasha, that's Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim, also has to be recited. Let's say you're going to daven at the 10 o'clock minyan on Shabbos morning. 10 o'clock you're going to miss the Zman Kriyashma. So you have to say Kriyashma in advance. We would recommend you should daven a different minyan. Okay, different story. But if there's no other minyan, you're stuck. No other minyan. So you have to say Kriyashma in advance. So how much of Kriyashma do you have to say before the Sov Zman Kriyashma? So the Gemara says, even by Yomer, even Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim has to be recited within his mind. So the Sadrashah asks, where did that come from? Oh, it must be an invention of Chumrim with the Rabbanim. There's no way in the world to explain how you require Sov Zman Kriyashma for the third parasha of Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the way Rav Chaim explained, Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim is the chelik of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's where the Rambam writes it. Otherwise, it's a teller. Why did they decide to put the third parasha after the first two parashas? He said, Kriyashma in Birchai Seho. How many Birchas Kriyashma are there? There are two brachas before and the one or two brachas after. What do you mean, Birchas Kriyashma before or after? What does the third parasha and the bracha Gol Yisrael have to do with Kriyashma? They're two different mitzvahs. The Bala Tanya raises the question. So he doesn't give a full answer in the Tanya. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, based on Rav Chaim. No. The Sov Zman Kriyashma perhaps applies Minatara to Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim because it's part of the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, seems to be that it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. It's not an independentness. So that's why Rav Elbel Soloveitchik suggested to answer this view that Rabbi Kadeger points out on the Mishnah. Perhaps according to Ben Zayma, the obligation of Zechira Shitzias Mitzrayim by Yom HaBalayla is Manash HaZaylo because Manash HaZay. So you don't say Lahavi as Halelos. It's not Lahavi Halelos. There's a chiyah by Yom and there's another chiyah by Laila. But the chiyah by Moshe HaMashiach is the exact same chiyah that we have today. And the Chachamim say, look, the mitzvah will continue into the Havi, the Moshe HaMashiach. The same mitzvah that we observe today will continue the Moshe HaMashiach. And we don't accept that opinion. We hold the Moshe HaMashiach. There will be no mitzvah of Zechir HaShitzias Mitzrayim.
How do we know this whole thing? Because if you hold the first, you have to hold the second.
Yeah. Right. The Gemara presents it like that. Either kol is marbe Moshe HaMashiach or kol is marbe Leila. So we assume the kol is marbe Leila. So you have to mention
it. Therefore,
it must not be the other. So, right. So, right. So the Moshe HaMashiach, it doesn't apply.
So that's not the meaning
the
Mashiach came
away. Okay. So the Gemara goes through the Pesukim, whether the Moshe HaMashiach, the mitzvah, will apply or not. Then the Perek ends by mentioning the difference between Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. Avram originally was named Avram. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Abraham, and it's prohibited to refer to Avraham Avinu as Avram Avinu. You have to be careful to pronounce his name properly. If you're talking about Atohu Hashem Halagim HaShavachat be Avram, we say in the davening every morning in the Pesuk of Zimus, how can you refer to him as Avram? So the Gemara says, no, you're referring to him, my davening Ikara. You're talking about what happened before his name was changed. Shabbat Avraham said, Samta Shmai Avraham. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name. But when we're referring to him as one of the obviously, you're not allowed to refer to him as Avram, you have to refer to him as Avraham. Masha'ini came Yaakov Avinu, his name was changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Ikara Yachim Chayakir Kimiso Yeshimecha. And we are allowed to use the name Yaakov. So the Gemara draws the contrast between the two. What's the explanation? So that the Gemara doesn't give. So the Acharonim explain why. Avram Avinu was a goy when he started off his life. And then in the middle he converted, he became Jewish. So once he became Jewish, he doesn't want to retain the non-Jewish name that he had before he became Jewish. So once his name was changed after he converted, so you're not allowed to use the name Shal Goyish. Hashem Ken Yaakov Avinu was Jewish when he was born. So when HaKadosh Baruch gave him another name, so it wasn't to reject the original name. There's nothing wrong with the original name. But to use the Goyish name on a non-Jew who converts to continue to call him with the Goyish name, that's not right. Once he converted, you have to give him a Yiddish name. Tosfos in Gittin talks about this. During the days of the Baalei HaTosfos, they had crusades. Usually it was this season of the year, the springtime. So they got all excited to go to Eretz Yisrael and kill all the Jews on the way. So they would pressure the Jews to convert, and whoever didn't want to convert, they would kill them. So many of the Jews gave up their knives, left. Many of the Jews gave up their lives because they refused to convert, and many of the Jews did convert. So you had cases in the days of the Bali Atesris that the husband converted to become a Christian to save his life, and the wife remained a religious Jewish, and she didn't want to live with the husband, so they had to give a get. So when the husband converted to Christianity, so he took on a Christian name. He didn't want to be known Cholila with his Yiddish name, Yankel, Beryl, Smerl, whatever. So he took on a Pablo, whatever. He took on a name of a Meshumet. So then when he's divorcing his wife, so which name do you write in the get? So we have Takanas Rebbe Gamliel. You've got to write all the names and all the Mechunas and all of the Mishkaris. So Tosfos says, Chas v'Shalom, to write the Christian name in the get, the Das Vashem Yisrael, you don't write our Christian name. So it's based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, after Avraham Avinu converted, you're not allowed to refer to him with the original name, with the Christian name, with the Goyishan name. Ayid is not allowed to use a Goyishan name. That's the pashtus why his name was changed when he was given the Bris Milah. So his name was changed because that he became a Yid at that time. You have a Minhog. It says in the Matei Moshe. Matei Moshe was a Talmud of the Ramah. Morgan Avram quotes a lot of times from the Matei Moshe. It's a thin little sefer. Like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Matei Moshe writes that the minhag is that you give the baby a name by the Bris. You don't give the baby a name. If it's a baby girl, so you give a name whenever. Also, a long shuvah in Minchas Yitzchak. When do you give the name to a baby girl? The first Shabbos, the second Shabbos, the third Shabbos, middle of the week, you have to wait 7 days, 5 days. I can't say shuvah. If you're a Zidichagan chassid, you got to do that way. And if you're this guy, this one, he gives all the minhagim and all the different sheep. Wow, such a long, complicated shuvah. So if you have a baby girl, so you give a name. If you have a baby boy, you wait till it is. Where does that come from? So it's based on the pasuk that Avraham Avinu got his name Avraham by the Brit. So really, it's not the same thing. Avraham Avinu's name was changed by the Brit because he became Jewish. So you don't want to use the Goyish name from before. You have to give a Jewish name to the Jewish individual. But when we have a baby boy, the baby boy is Jewish when he's born, just like the baby girl is Jewish. In Yiddish, they have an expression that when they're going to perform the Brit Milah on a baby boy, so they say in the gate Yiddish in this king. That's not true. You're not going to Yiddish to convert. If you have a non-Jew who wants to convert, so the Milah is a Milah shel Geirus. So the Milah accomplishes, you have to have Milah and Tzivah and Mikvah and Kabbalah shel Mitzvah, so that makes him a Jew. That's the Negate Yiddish and Ager. But a Jewish baby is born Jewish. Even if he doesn't have a Bris Milah, he's Jewish. But that's the meaning that you give the name by the Bris based on Avraham Avinu, that his name, Avraham, was given by the Bris. Okay, that's how the Perek ends. The second pair goes into the details of Kriyashma. So it starts off, a person is being Mavisedra or something in the morning, and he looks on the clock and it's getting late, he's going to miss Salzman Kriyashma. So it happens that it's Parshas Vayeschanan, or Ekev, whatever, where he's reciting the Parshas of Shema. The Minyan is going to take place at 10:30. He's on vacation. The Minyan is going to be 10:30, but he has to say Kriyashma to Chazman. Zman HaMikra is coming soon, Salzman Kriyashma. And keep in Liba Yotza. If he has Kavanah, then he's Yotza. So the Gemara is... Same thing at night, right. So the Gemara says there's an age-old dispute, Tanoim, Amaroim, Rishonim, Achroinim, it's a stake at Adina, whether we pass the Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, or Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavanah. So is that what the Mishnah is taking a stand on? The fellow is being Mavishadri, he doesn't have a mind, he has mind to be Mavishadri, he doesn't have a mind to shame Mitzvah's Kriyashma. So the Mishnah sounds like it's taking a stand and saying, in Kidan Liba Yosef, he has in Zin to be Yosef, the Mitzvah Kriyashma. So that's what the Gemara comments, Shema Minah, the first piece of Gemara after the Mishnah. Shema Minah, can you infer from the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah, that you have to have Kavanah Lotzeis, and if you don't have Kavanah Lotzeis, then you're not Yosef. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. The Mishnah doesn't necessarily mean to take a stand on that. That's a Machloikas, and you got to figure out, how you passing? Machloikas and Shulchan Aruch, how to passing. The Mishnah perhaps is talking about a case, the Korei Lahag. So the Gemara says, mind Kidan Libo, he has that Kavanah Likros. If he has a mind to read. And what do you mean, Kavanah to read? He is reading. It says, are you Korei Batara? He is reading. So the Gemara says, no, he's Korei Lahagia. He's reading in order to correct the text. But he's still reading. So he's still reading. So Rashi and Taisus have a Machlokes. So Rashi says, he's a Sefer, he's correcting, he's making sure the Sefer Torah doesn't have any mistakes in it. And he's muttering under his breath, subconsciously, he's saying the words, like some people are reading a book, so they'll, most people just read with their eyes, they don't pronounce the words. And other people will mutter under their breath what they're reading from the book without even realizing that they're saying anything. You don't even realize that they're pronouncing the words that they're reading in the book. So that's what Rashi says. Bekori Lahagia, he doesn't even have Kavana Lakriya. So Tosha says, what does Rashi mean? But he's pronouncing the words. So what do you mean, Kori Lahagia? Doesn't mean Mitzvah Sichas Kavana again. Tosha doesn't understand. So Rashi Ovechik thought that it's not a Kasha. He thought that Rashi meant that the fact that he's pronouncing the words is done subconsciously, so it's like misasik. The fellow doesn't even realize that he's pronouncing the words as he's saying it. So that's like misasik. Even if you hold that mitzvah ain't sirchas kavana, you don't need kavana losses, but you have to have kavana sasir, kavana sapa'ula. Here Rashi understood the Mishnah, Hayakori Lahagia, he's reading with his mind, and he doesn't even realize that he's muttering the words under his breath. And then later on, he realizes, hey, I'm going to miss my Kriya Shema, and someone tells him, it's okay, you just said Kriya Shema, I heard you said every word. So that he's not Yaitzeh, because he was Korobagi. He didn't even realize that he was pronouncing the word. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Taisus didn't understand what Rashi means, what's Korobagi, though he's still reading Sof Kosof. So Taisus says, no, he's a cipher, and he knows which words are written Mole, which words are written Choser. So he's pronouncing because it's written chaser, and that's a mispronunciation. But he's mispronouncing on purpose because he knows how to check his sefer Torah, which words are supposed to be chaser, but they're pronounced mole. So since he's mispronouncing the Kori Lahagia, he's purposely mispronouncing, so he wouldn't be yotzei Kriyas Shema. So that's what the Mishnah says in Kiden Riboy. If he realizes he has to make Zman Kriyas Shema, he'll pronounce all the words correctly. So then it'll be Yotze, but not necessarily implying that he has to have Kavana Lotze. He just has Kavana to pronounce all the words properly. Okay. So the first line in the Mishnah has two ways to read it. In Kivan Liba, either the Mishnah is taking a stand on the age-old dispute where the Mitzvah Sichas Kavana is saying that you have to have Kavana Lotze, or the Mishnah is saying you have to have, or according to Rashi, the Mishnah is saying you have to have Kavana Sasiya, you shouldn't be on the Sase, or according to Tesis, you have to pronounce the words correctly. If you mispronounce the words, clearly mispronounce the words, you're not yours. Everybody mispronounces the words of Kriya Shema. Mele'el, mele'ra, mechatapatach, and everything. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Korv le'dikdik bos yoseham. If you didn't, the next Mishnah, tezvav and aleph. If you didn't pronounce everything 100% correctly. When we hear people pronounce the Kriya Shema correctly, so we all burst out into laughter. With the mapikes and all this. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Gemara says we pass in lohakol. The korvel adiktik v'yosei. Even if you mispronounce a little bit here and there, it's okay. But b'di'evid yosei. Lohakol is supposed to pronounce everything correctly, but b'di'evid yosei. Here is Tosha talking to fellows. Mamish mispronounced. Achsaf the mam zuzas b'sechav b'sechav. Vahuyu the totef is beinenechav. Not the totef is mispronounced. So that kind of mispronouncing, you're not yosei. If it's a torah that's mishanas or inyan, so you're not yosei the kriyashma. So Tosis understood the first line of the Mishnah. He kid on libo yotza. If he pays attention to pronounce the words correctly, he shouldn't have a gross mispronunciation. A slight grammatical mispronunciation, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah Tezvav, and we pass them that he ever you are yotza. But a major mispronunciation, you're not yotza. Okay, so those are the three ways to read the first line. The simple pshat, the mitzvah sichas kavana, or the way the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Rashi learns that you have to have Kavana Sasiya, shouldn't be Misaseh, or the way Tosha says, he shouldn't grossly mispronounce the words. Then the middle part of the Mishnah talks about the Nudin, that sometimes we have a heter to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. The fellow who has a list but has some problem, he does not Hebrew well, if it's a major error, then he's talking not Yosef. So that's what Tosha learned. It doesn't matter. I don't think so. So it's just one.
Does mispronouncing fit the word kive? Sounds like
guy who pronounces
rightly is
mechavim. Mechavim to pronounce it correctly. Kive and libo, likros.
Right. And the mechaveh means your intention, not your accomplishment. And the way Tosfos presents it, he's lacking in accomplishment, not his intention. I could intend to throw a ball at the wall and then it lands in the sixth. So it's not the intention that matters.
But that's what Tosfos reads in Kiva Libo. If he pays attention to pronounce the words correctly,
and
he accomplishes, yeah. Yeah. Then the middle part of the Mishnah discusses a heta hafsoker, the exception to the rule. The rule is you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of any mitzvah of Amira, the middle of Shemar Esrei, middle of Sukkot Zimra, middle of Zmiris. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Zmiris. Whenever you're... Yeah.
Zmiris
at the Shabbos table also. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Zmiris.
No.
Yeah, the Rishonim say like that. Even on Hallel, on, let's say Hallel on Eshchodesh, that there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether you say a Brocha or not, and the minhag of Sfardim is not to recite a Brocha, because Hallel on Eshchodesh is only a minhag, it's not even a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. So the Rambam and the Mechaber Paskin that on a minhag one doesn't recite the Brocha, so if you're not saying a Brocha, so what are you being Mafsik in? So Taisa says the fact that the Gemara talks about a Hefsik in the middle of Hallel on Eshchodesh does not show that you say a bracha in advance. If you're not saying a bracha, what are you worried about hefsik? What are you being mafsik in? Hefsik means between the bracha and the mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Yair explains, that's not a proof. No. If you're singing Zmiris for Shabbos, also you're not allowed to talk in the middle. Yeah. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a whole series of stanzas, and everything is leading up to a crescendo. One step by step, then you're going to start talking in the middle about something else. So what kind of a shevach, what kind of a zmiris is that? So you're not allowed to talk in the middle of anything where you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever there's a unit, you're not supposed to talk. So the Mishnah is giving you the exception to the rule. When do we permit you to talk? Have they all assumed that you have a hetter to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema? So Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, no, it's a pasuk in Kriya Shema, and says, The Dibarta Bam means it's a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. How can it be a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema? If they are covered, if they are yira, in certain cases, it's a mitzvah to talk in the middle of creation. Then Tosfos claims, Diba Maschol Be'emtza. Then they claim that it says it's in the Bavli. Not just is it a Yerushalmi, it says it in the Bavli. Where in Yuma, Daf Yitesana Deish, the Bavli has the comment, the Dibarta Bambaloi Betzilo. What does it mean, the Dibarta Bambaloi Betzilo? Enigmatic Gemara. So Tosfos interprets the Dibarta Bam, the mitzvah to be mafsik in the middle of creation, is only in the middle of creation. You have a hefter and an obligation to be mafsik and pnei akovim and pnei ayira, to greet people, good Shabbos, good morning, whatever, but in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you're never allowed to be mafsik. Not in pnei akovim, not in pnei ayira, even in between one bracha and the other. That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara and Yuma. The Bar Tabam, the Lord, the Tfilah, Pirish, Shein Meshivim Bab and pnei akovim. In the middle of Shemana Esrei, there's no hefter to be mafsik at all, but they're interpreting the Bavli that it's saying the same drasha as the Yerushalmi. The Bar Tabam is the mocker. Is the premise of the whole din in the Mishnah that there's a heta hafsoka in the middle of Kriya Shema. Rashi on the Gemara there on Yuma does not learn like this. Rashi quotes from the Shiltas, and then he's interpreting the Shiltas, the Dibarta Bambalo, the Tfilah, that in Kriya Shema there's a din you have to recite the Kriya Shema out loud enough, Lahashmiya liyaznos. It's a machlekes hatanayim in the next Mishnah, and Tezvav and Aleph, what is Koras Hashma v'lo Hashmiya liyaznos? Whether Yotze b'di'evet, Machlech Shav Yudah and Rav Yosef. We pass them b'di'evet, you are Yotze, even though Lohi Shmir Yosna. But L'chavchila, for sure, everybody agrees, you have to recite Kriya Shema loud enough that you should hear all the words. So what about Shemana Esrei? So Rashi interprets Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi claims that it says this in the Shiltas. When you down Shemana Esrei, there is no mitzvah L'chavchila to say the Shemana Esrei so loud that you should hear it. The Dafke, you should say it softly. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of the fifth parish, Ein Oimdin, so the Gemara says we learn out four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara says, Kama hilchasu gavravosu ike lamashma mihani kroi dechana. Many major halachas can be derived from the psukim when Chana was praying to have a baby, when her husband took her to Mishkan Shiloh, and she was davening. So the pasuk says one of the many halachas we learn is Raksva Sehanos the Kola Lo Yishama Vehina Daberes Alibo. She was davening so softly that she was not Mashmiya Liyozna. So that's where Rashi understood in the Shiltas, and he understood the Shiltas is interpreting the Gemara in Yuma like that. The Dibarta Bamalai Betzvila and Kriyashma either Lahatchila, perhaps even the Yevad, you have to recite Shema loud enough, Mashmiya Liyozna. In the Shemoneh Esrei, there is no such din. Adarav, it's better to daven Shemoneh Esrei softly. You should not be mashmi liyazim. That's how Rashi understood the Gemara. That's how Rashi understood the Shilchus and understanding the Gemara. Then it says, as a teenager wrote his commentary on the Shilchus, I think when he was 17 years old or something like that. He had already been married a few years. I think he got married after his bar mitzvah. Right after his bar mitzvah. His wife is a few years older than him. So he wrote this commentary on Shilchus. So he writes, with all due respect to Rashi, he doesn't think that that's what it says in the Shilchus, and he gives a different interpretation in the Shilchus. But he bought the bungalow, the tefila. It's a strange interpretation that you can say Kriya Shema all day long as many times as you want. It says in Shulchan Aruch, when a person goes to sleep at night, you should say Kriya Shema and then go to sleep, and you should try not to be matzik. What if the person can't fall asleep? So let him say Kriya Shema again. What if he still can't fall asleep? Let him say Kriya Shema a third time, and a 20th time, and a 40th time, until he finally falls asleep. You should say Kriya Shema and fall asleep. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Netziv says, that that's what the Shilta understood. The Bibarta Bam, you can say Kriya Shema as many times as you want. Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, the Loi B'Tfilah, you're not allowed to offer a Tfilah, not over, more than the Shachris Mincha Marev. That's all. Masha Tikkun Chacham, you want to add on in the middle of Shemon Esrei, Gizuntei, add on in Shema Koleinu, add on in Baruch Aleinu for Parnos, add on in Refa'enu for Refuah, add on after Yil Eratzin Emir Sri, at the end of the Shemon Esrei, you can add on in the Nisgeret of the Shemon Esrei. But together to say Tfilah for Achayleh, so it sounds from the way that Netziv is interpreting the Shilchus that that's not permissible. Everybody gathers together and you say Tilim. So Tilim you're allowed to say. Tilim is a Lima Tanakh. But then you say Tfil at the end. I say the Shaber for the Chayil at the end. So according to the Shilchus, according to the Netziv's interpretation of the Shilchus, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to offer Tfilas that are not within the framework of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Dibar the Bumble of the Tfil. It's an unusual psalm. Al Soloveitchik, many will remember, Al Soloveitchik had the practice of davening the Stilus Manesh so loud that everyone thought he was saying a Haicha Kedusha when we were davening Mincha after the Shir. So we said Ashrei, and whoever was the Chazan would say Chazi Kaddish. And then we started saying Shmanesh. Everybody thought that we were saying a Haicha Kedusha or something. Then it kept on going, after Kaddish, kept on going. That's why he davened Tfilah al Ashrei. He said he thinks that there are Rishonim behold that even though we paskin on Daf Tezvav, that lo hishmi el yozno by Kriya Shema, by Mikra Megillah, and by Kiddush and Abdullah, lo hishmi el yozno is yotzah by all of the mitzvahs of Amira. He thought that there is an opinion in Rishonim that by tefillah you're not yotzah, because the tefillah you have to talk to the Baruch Shalom, Godam Amadabra al Chavero. So you're not supposed to talk so softly that no one can hear. You should Chana Medabra Saliberach Shasel Nos, we call it lo yishama, Eli couldn't hear her speak. But she was talking loud enough in a whisper that someone who would be very close to her would be able to hear. So Soloveitchik thought his practice was the Dabke Farkets and the Rashi and Yuma. Rashi and Yuma quotes in the name of the Shilchus, the Dibar, the Bama, the Tfilah, but Tfilah should not be Mashmir Yoznev at all. And the Rav's practice was not like that Rashi.
But he was still out of the net.
Yeah,
he said that you should hear yourself.
Yeah.
And
other people should not hear. Right. He's the Daven very loud.
How do we
talk
on
Shulchan Esrei? In Shulchan Aruch, they have the both opinions. Should Yilahatzila be Mashmir Yoznov, or even not? It's better, you know. So they have the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So again, Taisus claims that this discussion in the Mishnah is all based on a pasuk, the Dibar Tabam. And the Yishalmi says the Dibar Tabam is the marker that sometimes there's a hetzer to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. There's no hetzer to be mafsik in the middle of Shema Esrei, unless there's mamish of sakana. Unless you're afraid that someone's going to take your life. So, Sofik Sakana is Derech and Kola Terakula. But if it's not a Sofik Sakana, then you're not permitted to be Mavshik in the middle of Kriya Shema. But in the middle of Shema Neshi, but in the middle of Kriya Shema, you have a Heter. So, how far does a Heter go? The Dibart the Bum, does a Heter to be Mavshik? So, that's a Machlokes of Meir and Reb Yehuda. How far does it go? It's a vague Derasha, and we don't know what the guidelines are. So it's a machlokes on Meir Reb Yehuda. Usually whenever there's machlokes on Meir Reb Yehuda, halachas Reb Yehuda. There are exceptions to the rule. So Tosfos says we're going to pass on like Reb Yehuda. Tosfos writes on Amud Beis. Meir Reb Yehuda, halachas Reb Yehuda. The last Tosfos on Amud Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Diba Masul Shol Mitnei Ayura. Meir Reb Yehuda, halachas Reb Yehuda. That's what we usually say. So here we're going to pass on like Reb Yehuda. What does Reb Yehuda say? Halacha L'maaseh Be'emtza. If you're in the middle of Shema, in the middle of Hayom Shema, in the middle of the first bracha, the second bracha, in the middle of a one of the units of Kriya Shema. You only show him Mipnei Hayira or Meshiv Mipnei HaKovid. You're only allowed to greet someone else who comes in Mipnei Hayira. Or Meshiv, you can, if someone else wishes you good Shabbos, good morning, you can answer Mipnei HaKovid. If Stam, he's a guy, I'm not mechayiv to be mechabed him. And then you have to be mechabed everybody, Kovid Abiyah. But it's not Kibir Abiyah, it's not the Talmud Chacham or anything. So then you don't respond. But if it's a person whom you mechayiv to be mechabed, then if he greeted you first, then you can answer him. So Bem to Nachmo. The kids say good morning. Say good morning. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that we no longer rely on these kulas because now everybody knows in the middle of Kriya Shema nobody talks, so they won't feel offended if you don't greet them back.
Even more than that, I'm going to sure I have to say Kriya Shema because it's late. And I pass the goy and I say goodbye to the bum. As long as I wave my hand and someone works in my mouth, he's very happy.
Okay.
All what
okay.
I'm
okay.
Happy with that.
Yeah. If that's good enough, you're good. Yeah. So that's how we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The emtza, you can be shom mipnei hayira. You're not allowed to be shom mipnei hakovid. You're allowed to initiate the greeting if the other person is one from whom you have to have moira. What do you mean mipnei hayira? What does it mean? So Rashi and the Rambam write, mipnei hayira, if you're afraid he's going to kill you. So the Rashi, afraid he's going to kill you. And the Vilna Shema Nasri, you can also be mapsik if you're afraid. Bikroch nefesh. Suffit bikroch nefesh. So the Rashi says that's not what it means. Shom Mipnei Hayira means if it's Rabbi Muvah, where there's a din of Moira Rabbi, there's a din of Kvot HaMina Chachanim, and there's Moira Rabbi Chimara Shemaim, if it's Rabbi Muvah. Or Kibir Aviyein and Moira Aviyein. So if your parent comes in the middle of Kriya Shema, and respect for the parent requires that you should say, good morning, Daddy, or something like that, good morning, Mom. So even if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, you have to initiate the greeting and say good morning. That's Shom Mipnei Hayira. It doesn't mean Sofik Sakona. It means an Adam, a person from whom you have to have Meira. Meira means covered square. A bigger chiyuv covered is called Meira. Like we have a din of Kvod Beis HaKnesses and Meira HaMikdash. A Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat, so you don't have the full din of Meira HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the full-fledged Beis HaMikdash, and not only is there a din of covered, it's the Mikdash Yitiro, you have to show extra special respect. That's what we call Moira means extra special respect. So here also Moira Aviyim or Moira Rabach Kemara Shamayim means extra covet. So it doesn't mean we don't accept Rashi in the Rambam's chat over here. Moira means a suffix sakon. Moira means an Adam Mechubad to whom I have a chiyuv Moira. So you're permitted and obligated to initiate the greeting if the person who comes in is Mipnei Hayira. And if it's only Mipnei HaKovid, you're not allowed to initiate the greeting, but if he greets you first, you can answer him back. Ubiprok and then Bein Perek with Perek. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you can be Shalom Mipnei HaKovid and Eshu Shalom Al-Chol Adam. You're allowed to respond to anyone who greets you, Bein Perek with Perek, and you can only initiate the greeting Mipnei HaKovid, but not L'Chol Adam. Either Mipnei HaKovid or Mipnei Hayira. And Rabbi Meir is a little more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda, but it doesn't matter. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos raises a shaila over here. When I was growing up, there were a lot of Europeans who still had come over from Europe, Yiddish-speaking Europeans. So they all know that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of davening, in the middle of shmones, middle of krishna, but they knew that you're allowed to talk in Hebrew. In the middle of davening, you're allowed to talk in Hebrew. That doesn't count. Talking in Hebrew doesn't count. So apparently the Bavli Atesis also had such Europeans who had such a practice. So the Taisu starts off, Ubiemsa, Shomatna, they're talking about Hefshik in the middle. So he says, Poshega Benishmaya. The Bemokim Shasala Saper, if you're holding in the middle of the davening in a place where you're not allowed to talk, also the Dabba Filip Aloshana Kurdish. In other words, there were those who had such an attitude that you're not allowed to talk, but talking in Hebrew doesn't count. That's okay. So he says, that's wrong. Talking in any language is a Hefshik. Where did it come from such an idea that talking in Hebrew is okay? So I think that it's probably based on a machlekes harishayim. The Gemara has a din that you're not allowed to talk between shalyad and shalrosh. And whoever talks between shalyad and shalrosh is garim bracha shenet tzvicha. Now he has to say an additional bracha on the shalrosh. And the Gemara says you don't accept him into the Jewish army. Into the Jewish army in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have only tzaddikin and the schus of their Yerushalayim, they will win the war. And whoever is Miho Isha Yari, Barach HaLevel, Yevach Yashav L'Beisos, so the Mishnah says in the end of Saita, in Perek Mashuach Mechama, Miho Isha Yari, Yari Me'aver Shebiyodah. If the fellow is a Baal Aver, we're not allowed to take him into the army. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes Satanai, What if he only does Averis Derabbanan? He never violates an Averis Deraisa. So what's an example of an Averis Derabbanan? So the Gemara says, the Bavli says, Ashtachni Tzilim Ritzilim. He talks in between Mishal Yad and Mishal Rosh, and he's going Bracha Shein Ritzricha, so that's an Averis Derabbanan. The Yishami gives the example, Hasachni Nishtabach Liyotzerah. He talks in between Nishtabach and Yotzer. You're not allowed to talk there either, that's an Averis Derabbanan. So the Gemara has a dignity, you're not allowed to talk between two Mishal Yad and Mishal Rosh. What if I'm in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh and the Chazan is saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so you're not allowed to answer? So the Rosh quotes a machloker. So we pass him, you're not allowed to answer? You're not permitted to answer, because if you'll answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you'll have to say the extra bracha. So it's one bracha, and it's
three. But
then you'll have to say three brachas. You have to repeat Lahaniach and Amritzah. The Gemara says you'll say an extra bracha, whichever the extra bracha will be. Right. So the Rosh and Hilchas Tefillin quotes a machlokes about this. So he says, we pass from the halacha between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you're not allowed to talk, even if they're saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. You're not allowed to be mafsik. And if you were mafsik, you got to say two brachas on Shal Rosh, and it's not proper. But the Rosh records that there was a practice, there were Bali Ateses who held, that it is permissible to be mafsik. Why? How do they know that it's permissible? So they brought the raya from Yaknahaz. That when you have Yontav and Shabbos together, plain Havdalah. How do you say Havdalah? You say Bar Kriyagofen. Do you drink the wine right away? No, you say Bar Minim Sum, you say Bar Narration, you say Havdalah, then you drink the wine. Gival Gishing, you said three brachas in between Bar Kriyagofen and the drinking of the wine. And if it happens to be Matzoi Shabbos and Yontav, then you say more than three brachas, then you say Bar Narration also. You say Kiddush and Havdalah, and Bar Narration, Shachyonim, everything on top of everything. So isn't there a problem of hefsik? What do you do with the problem of hefsik? So these Rishayim said, a bracha is nishkan hefsik. A hefsik is talking about the baseball. You're talking about business. You're talking about the weather. You're talking another shevach to the brothers on Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Nacha Bracha. Whenever it's a shevach, it doesn't constitute a hefsik, no problem. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. So the Rosh disagrees. He says, that's not the reason why Yaknahaz is not a problem of hefsik. He says, the whole Indian of reciting Bar Kriyagofen and before you drink the wine is a takonim of the Rabbanon. So he writes, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. The Chachamim were the ones who instituted the requirement for Birchas Hanenu before eating or drinking any food. And they were the ones who instituted that when you recite Kiddush, you have to say Bar Kriyagofen and then Kiddush and then Havdalah and then Shachyonah.
The nature of the
yeah, the same Chachamim, the same Anshei Knesset HaGdol who set up the whole system of Birchas Hanenu. So they set up the system that this is not a hefsik. But if I'm going to be in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, I'm going to be mafsik to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. That's not part of the Takonos Chachamim. The Mikra, it turns out I happen to be in the middle of Hanochas Tzilin, when the Chazan is saying Kedusha or something. So that would be a hefsik. So I think this attitude that the Balei HaTosfos had, that to talk the Lashon HaKodesh, the Rama writes that speaking the Lashon HaKodesh is one of the mitzvahs. That's a famous Tirush HaMishnayos LaHaRambam on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. When the Mishnah says, I deserve the mitzvah kala kevachamura, she'inati yadea machmas chon shal mitzvahs. So the Rama wants to explain what's an example of a mitzvah kala, what's an example of a mitzvah chamura. So he says, mitzvah chamura? That's tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and krishma, all the mitzvahs that we all know about. What's a mitzvah kala like the mitzvah to speak Lashon HaKodesh, which hardly anybody realizes exists?
I think
it is Lumad Lashon. Okay. So that's a mitzvah that we're not so familiar with. So he calls that a mitzvah kala. So I think that's what their attitude was. These Balabatim held that to speak for Lashon HaKodesh, that's a mitzvah. So whatever is a mitzvah, that's not called a hefsik. Just like Yaknahaz is not a hefsik because it's a mitzvah to say a bracha. So it's a mitzvah to speak Lashon HaKodesh, if that doesn't count as hefsik. So that's what Rabbeinu Shmaya said, that it's not correct. The whole chesmen is wrong. But that was a common practice years ago, 50, 60 years ago. A lot of Europeans had that practice. They wouldn't talk chalila. They wouldn't speak in Yiddish or in English, but in Hebrew they would talk in middle of dam. The talking Hebrew doesn't count.
People say no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I remember my professor in college said new is not a word. It's a paragraph. Often it is. New is a paragraph. So Rebbe Yehuda writes that in his drushes, the drushy atzlach, he complains about the fact that the people wash their hands, and then they talk, and they say tilim, and they say all kinds of sukkah, and they talk about everything else. Tilim. Yeah, and then they say the bracha afterwards. After they say the bracha chalila, they don't talk. So he says, v'nahapachu, it's fakir. You really should say the bracha before you wash. Once in a while, we have an exception to the rule that women like candles, and then they say the bracha after. You wash them until they die. Then you say the bracha after. The Gemara says, the ger goes to mikveh, and he says the bracha after. The women go to mikveh, they say the bracha after. So you say the bracha after, it's like saying the bracha before. Just like you say the bracha before, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the bracha and the mitzvah. There should be a siruf. And if you were mafsik, you got to repeat the bracha. Because the first bracha is not mitzurif to the mitzvah. So here, if you do the mitzvah, you have to say the bracha immediately after. If you're going to talk in between the tefillah yadayim, or in between the hadlokas haneris and the bracha, then the bracha won't relate back. And as far as the bracha is going to be a bracha without tefillah. It doesn't relate back. And there's no way to correct it. He says, the ikar din of hafsik is really in between the tefillah yadayim and the reciting of the bracha. Once you said the bracha, he says, Mikra, then most of the poskim hold that you are allowed to answer monosyllabic answers, as long as there's no hesach hadas. So he said, our minig is that we're machmeh even on that, but he says we shouldn't do fakir. We should certainly be more machmeh the other way, to be more machmeh not to talk in between the maisha and the tila and the reciting of the bracha. See, that's the middle part of the Mishnah. The middle part of the Mishnah, according to Tosfos, is the machleg zameh rabiuda. It's la mesara hakas vela chacham. We have this drasha with the barcha bum. The pasuk tells us a heta hafsok in the middle, a heta hafsok and an obligation to be mafsik in the middle of kriyashma. And the tanoim had to determine under what circumstances time to talk in the middle of kriyashma. So they had to limit it. So they had a machlokes exactly to what extent. And Rav Meir Rav Yudah Alachik Rav Yudah. That's how we pasuk. Then the Mishnah has a machlokes Rav Yudah Chachamim. How many beinah prokhims are there? So the Chachamim say, in between the first bracha of Shema and the second bracha, in between the second bracha and Shema, in between Shema v'Yom Shema, in between V'Yom Shema v'Yomer, and in between V'Yomer, and Emes V'Yatzeh V'Emes V'Emunah. It's also Bein HaProkim. The sentence begins, Emes V'Yatzeh V'Nachem V'Tayim. It doesn't start V'Yatzeh, it starts Emes V'Yatzeh. That's what the Chachamim say. And we don't pass them like the Chachamim, we pass them like the Abudah, Bein V'Yomer, Emes V'Yatzeh V'Layavsik. You're not allowed to be Mavsik. You have to read the Tzukim together. See, here is a machlekes in the Rishonim, because Mishnah quotes this. We pass like Rav Yudah, you have to say together, Emes V'Yatzeh, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Does it mean you treat it like Emtza HaPerek? You don't treat it like Bein HaProkim, but you rather treat it like Emtza HaPerek? So the Emtza HaPerek, you're allowed to be, there is a hetter. Shomer Pnei HaYira, or Meishim Pnei HaKovet. Or should I say it's more chomer than the Emtza HaPerek? So that's what we usually assume, that between Emes V'Yatzeh, it's more chomer than Emtza HaPerek. We treat it like the prosecution of Shema Yisrael. So that's the question, why should that be so? So we'll have to continue. We'll have to figure it out. I think next week I certainly will not be able to give a shiur on Thursday night. I'm going to have some minor surgery. And my doctor recommended I shouldn't give a shiur.